Practicing History, Selected Essays by Barbara W. Tuchman. Preface. It is surprising to find, on reviewing one's past work, which are the pieces that seem to stand up, and which are those that have wilted. The only rule I can discover as a determinant, and it is a rule riddled with exceptions, is that, on the whole, articles or reports which have a hard, that is to say, factual subject matter, or a personally observed story to tell, are more readable today than think pieces intended as satire or advocacy or written from the political passions of the moment. These tend to sound embarrassing after the passage of time and have not, with one or two exceptions, been revived. Exceptions pursued every principle of inclusion or exclusion I tried to formulate. Two eyewitness accounts of historic episodes, which I would have thought would read well in this collection, failed on rereading to have the quality worthy of revival. One was an account of President Kennedy's funeral, written for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and the other an account of the reuniting of Jerusalem in June 1967, after the Six-Day War, written for the Washington Post. In the first case, presumably because of the opening paragraphs on the funeral of Edward VII in the Guns of August, I was asked to cover the Kennedy ceremony and accepted more out of curiosity than commitment. Equipped with press card, I observed the lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda, circulated among the crowds in Lafayette Square next morning, watched the rather haphazard procession of the visiting heads of state, with de Gaulle towering over the rest, attended the services at Arlington, and retired afterward to a hotel room to turn out my commentary by midnight for next morning's paper. But what could one write when the entire...